All right, the Giants try to square this series with the Pirates 2-2. It's Alex Wood and Mitch Keller. Let's go up to the booth and bring in Dave Fleming. David, how are you?
Good morning, Marty. I'm doing just fine. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. And how do you like these early starts? See, when we used to do this stuff, you were at the ballpark 3 hours ahead. Now you're on the same time as me.
Now I know how you felt all these years.
Yes.
I was like, man, Marty's up really early today, huh? Yeah, I mean, it's strange pulling into a ballpark at 7:45 or whatever time I pulled in this morning, especially when the ballpark is 100% empty. I mean, it's just a weird feeling to be here without a game anyway, and then throw on top of that really early, quiet Sunday morning. But I actually like it. I mean, for our perspective, I do think West Coast broadcasts get a little bit of a break as opposed to the teams that are in the East. I mean, just think about Miami. Miami was here, you know, a couple homestands ago. And the Marlins broadcasters for those night games, I mean, the first pitch time was 9:45. Mm-hmm. So a 3 hour and 20-minute game, you know, there were a couple longer games in that series. But they were leaving the ballpark at 1 a.m. or 1:30, something like that. You know, I'd rather get up a little early. To me, it's harder. If you're going to be alone in a ballpark, if it's 1 a.m., that is a little tough. So I'm happy to be up early.
I used to do post games like that during the week.
You did, Marty, and, you know, I miss those days. I think you should consider bringing those back.
I'm sorry. I tell Raph, I don't know how we did it, but I would leave I was the last one who would leave the park like at midnight or 12:30. Because we had to do the replay. Do they still do the replay? I don't even know if they do.
We still have the midnight replay. We do, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to leave at midnight, and I was the last one leaving the ballpark.
And I always said all those years, how does Marty do that? And now, now I've asked you, and you don't even know.
No. It was just you answer the bell, so to speak.
Greenies.
Well, listen, that's the least of my worries. All right. Now, last night was an amazing game. David had so many parts to it. It didn't end well, but that was baseball last night. The closer blows it. The kid comes in. He can't throw strikes. The lead dissipates. Ruff has the game of his life. It must have been fun to call it, really.
Many, many great things happened in last night's game for the Giants. And so that's what, you know, sometimes those are the ones that really hurt when you lose those games. It's like, how can we lose a game where Darren Ruff has this unbelievable game? We throw out three runners on the bases, including two at home plate, including one just spectacular relay to save the game in the ninth inning. Mauricio Dubon makes maybe the play of the year at second base. Brandon Crawford has another big game. All these good things happen, and then you lose. You know, though, I'd rather lose 10-1 in some ways than a game like last night. But it sure was fun to call, and there were a lot of aspects to it. It just becomes a little agonizing when you feel like you're watching the same thing happen over and over again. And for the Giants, it's on the road. It's almost never happened at home. There was maybe one, I could count maybe one bullpen meltdown at home. Otherwise, it's the road where this is happening. And you feel like you're kind of watching a replay, and that's not that fun.
Well, it's a quarter mark of the season, and they're in first place. And who would have seen this, you know, a month and a half ago? But what do you do? I listened to you guys on the Wrap. What do you do with McGee, who's very inconsistent right now, and the kid and Duvall?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing about McGee. It seems to me, now this is not anybody telling me this, but this is just my observation, it seems to me back-to-back games Jake McGee is not the same guy. It's hard to be a closer if you can't. Now the Giants gave him two and a half full days off before pitching him two nights ago, and he threw 12 pitches. And he didn't bounce back very well from that. So that's two full off days, really almost three, plus only a 12-pitch outing, and the second day the stuff wasn't there. So that limits the way you can use him to me, at least for now. And I don't know, maybe that changes, and maybe I'm wrong about that. But I think that that makes it hard for him to be the everyday closer. Let's just say that. If you can't pitch back-to-back games effectively, it's hard to be a closer. So that's one issue. Jake McGee, though, still can be a really important part of this bullpen. Duvall is another issue. Duvall is not ready for this role, and the Giants need to back him off of a high leverage role. And if that means giving a second chance to Matt Whistler, which is probably what's going to happen, or Harleen Garcia ends up bouncing back and pitching more like he did last year, you get Jose Alvarez healthy and he helps you out as a kind of a veteran presence who at least can throw strikes. Because Doval needs work, and I don't blame the Giants for believing in his talent, and it's not like there's a plethora of other options, but right now he can't be in those games in those spots because he's just a mess at the moment with his command, and it's really costing the Giants.
Boy, very well said. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk about this one. And, Dave, I want to ask you about your thoughts on replay. Bruce Jenkins had a very interesting article Saturday, and you were a big part of it. So we'll talk with Dave more after this. Dave, Alex Wood and Mitch Keller. Alex Wood has been fabulous. You slow down Reynolds and Frazier, I think you slow the Pirates down.
I do, too. And, we talked to Gabe Kapler here coming up, and I just ran out of time. I meant to ask him about Adam Frazier because, to me, Adam Frazier, he's a problem. And really, the problem is, in some ways, he's not enough of a threat to where you're just out and out pitching around him and saying, oh, we can't let that guy beat us because he's not hitting a bunch of home runs. So you pitch to him, and then he gets the barrel of the bat on the ball. It's kind of a conundrum. They need to pitch him better, and maybe Alex Wood is the guy to do that. The thing about Alex, though, also is, Reynolds, when he switches around to bat right-handed, that slider to the back foot of right-handed hitters is just awesome. And so Alex is not just limited to dominating lefties. He's got that great weapon to get right-handers out as well, and I think that's been a huge key to his success. I can't wait to watch him pitch again. He's just been fantastic. We actually set up a Zoom with him this week, which tells you all you need to know about 2021, because we wanted to talk to him and say hi and check in with him and, basically introduce ourselves to him, which is sort of ridiculous. But he was so fun to talk to. And, man, I'm sure you've talked to him before, too, but he just wants to dive into the analytics and the technology to help him get – he is a scientist on the mound. And everything for him is about maximizing and getting better and better. He is in constant pursuit of getting better. It's really fun to listen to him talk.
Yeah, very right. He's 11 for 78 against him.
Amazing.
141. So that's what he's doing there. Keller, on the other side, has had a couple of good games, and a couple of games he gets blasted.
Yeah, his breaking ball has not been great. And so that'll be a key, interesting to watch, because the Giants have not been a very good breaking ball hitting team. The Giants have been a good fastball hitting team. They've been vulnerable against good off-speed stuff. So that's kind of an interesting weakness against weakness as opposed to strength against strength. Let's see if the Giants can get some better swings off against his breaking stuff, which hasn't been great this year.
Well, you don't want to be involved with the Pirate bullpen. The Pirate bullpen is good. We may not see Rodriguez today, but the rest of them are very good.
No, they're good. This guy Bednar was really impressive the
Terrific.
Other day. Rodriguez has been awesome. They've got a couple guys hurt even, and still they've been really effective. So you're right, and that's kind of the Pirates. I think the Pirates are using a little gamesmanship with the today. It won't be as big of a factor, but the 6:30 start times, because they're undermanned. They are. They admit it, and they're shortening games. They're trying to make the hitting conditions tough early in games, shrink the game down, get into their bullpen, and have a chance to win a close game late, and it's a pretty good formula for them.
Well, I like that. Hadn't thought about that. All right. Bruce had a big article about replay, and I agree with you. I've seen enough of it. I really have.
Here's the thing to me, and I don't want to come across as the old guy screaming at the kids to get off my lawn. I don't want to come across as the stuck-in-the-mud baseball traditionalist. I'm not that. I embrace many, many new things about the game. But sometimes we seem to lose sight of the fact that this is still supposed to be fun. This is entertainment. This is sports that's supposed to be fun. And we have sucked a huge degree of the fun out of those big moments away with replay. And that's not right. And, maybe there is room for some artistry. Maybe there is room for some right and wrong. Maybe there is room for something that isn't just absolutely scientific in sports still today. And getting rid of replay in regular season games where you figure they're going to even out over the course of the year, and just eliminating what to me is just a drag on the excitement of the game would be fine. Now, the players disagree with me. Hunter Pence was on with us the other day. He really disagreed with me. I mean, he thinks you got to get it right however long it takes. The players have to decide, not the umpires, the outcome of the game. So however long it takes, they should take it. And I just happen to, I mean, I love Hunter Pence, but on this issue, he and I do not agree, because there still has to be an element of, well, what is fun for the fans and the audience? Why are we even doing this if it's not supposed to be for fun? And seems to me we've just taken this to too great of a degree, this replay thing. It's not
get
working.
Get off my lawn. I like it. I like
and
it.
They
Boy.
Still, you know, like the
it's
thing,
okay.
They still
run.
Don't always get it right. So, like, we do all this, and then sometimes they still don't get it right.
I know. I love talking to you. All right. Have a good call today, and enjoy San Francisco, and I'll talk to you next week.
Next time, Marty, when you're doing, like, the 8-hour post-game show, we'll have all the time in the world.
You know, we should have done one like that. Rain delay. The next
yeah,
rain
next
delay,
time.
It's you
okay.
and me.
All right.
All
thanks,
right,
Marty.
Take care. All right. This Day in Giants History next. Believe me, it's coming up right here on the Sports Leader.